The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
This is Lorraine in Spain, presented by Lorraine McIntosh on Radio Southland 96.4 FM.
Hello, this is Lorraine McIntosh reporting from Spain for the week. Here in our town, a bit north of Valencia City, we are in fiesta yet again. The town flag, which looks like a variant of the Valencian state flag, is hoisted and flying on top of the bell tower. It's a week of celebration and events for our patron saint, St. Bly. The first Saturday had the little kids making head masks from a standard size boxes, all colours, adornments with holes for the eyes, nose and mouth. So easy, and the kids loved them. They all join in a procession with a little band and march up and down this town shopping mall. All related, I presume, to a much bigger parade late afternoon with the giants and kids wearing big paper mache heads, the big heads. There were far more giants than I think our town hall has, so maybe they came in from neighbouring towns. Each giant is carried by a strong person using an internal wooden frame. Obviously, there's a mesh window part that the person can see where they're going through. Those carrying a female giant love to twirl around so the dress and scarves fly around like it does on a dancer. They must be quite heavy, but they can have a rest while putting the frame down. If you've been a tourist in Spain, you'll probably have seen some of these giants lined up in a town hall for you in some village, partly as a suitable storage place, but also as something to impress the tourists. So first weekend's activities completed. There are things on during the week, but the next part where everyone can join in is on Saturday the 3rd. That's St. Bly Day. Because the official day is Saturday, school is out on Friday. Fun things all the time if you want to join in. Which brings me to something that is amazing me at the moment. I'm signed up with a Facebook site, Kiwis in Spain, where one can get advice and find people and so on. The number of people posting on it that have decided to come to Spain short term or to live is what puzzles me. Definitely remote workers and students have much easier access to EU countries than in the past. Speaking relatively, is nothing as easy in bureaucratic terms. But people wanting to live here with no real idea of what cultural and language difference means for living. There's much more to life than the weather, in my opinion. One doesn't magically become part of the family culture unless you marry into it, as I have. For New Zealanders from their more individualistic culture, trading away individual decision-making for decisions based on what's best for the family can be a shock. And even having kids here, the education system is a bit of a mess and doesn't rate well internationally. International or British schools rate much better, but they are private and cost a lot of money. Salaries in general are much lower than New Zealand or the rest of Europe, and on it goes. So I suppose if you're just chasing festivals, sunny weather, or hanging out with English speakers, it could be worth the effort. But still amazed at people's mobility nowadays. So it's goodbye from Lorraine in Spain for the week.
You've been listening to Lorraine in Spain, presented by Lorraine McIntosh on Radio Southland 96.4 FM.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.